This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1608. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 15th, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Europe, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Japan, Libya, Madagascar, Malta, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Qatar, St. Helena, Serbia, Spain, Tonga, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Bill Smith, W1OW, in Massachusetts, says it's been a poor tropical band season. However, on March 8th at 11 UT, he was hearing Radio Simba in Australia on 2368.5 with a fair signal, lots of static and the usual Greek music, only the second time heard this season. At the same time, he was also getting fairly good reception from Radio East New Britain, Papua New Guinea, heavy static, male and female announcers on 3385, the only PNG station audible, and the third time for that one this winter. Back on 2368.46, Ron Howard in California says presumed Radio Simban still with its extended schedule, a poor signal but heard March 10th with Greek songs from 1357 until 1410. We have two reports of Radio Pius XII in Bolivia, Radio Pio XII, both measured independently on exactly the same off frequency, 5952.42. On March 10th at 0125 to 150, Brian Alexander heard it in Pennsylvania with Spanish talk and pop music and then some Bolivian music. It was weak but readable. And then on March 13th at 1015, Ralph Perry in Illinois says Radio Pio XII and Jajagua was all alone on the frequency, a fair signal, but deep in a sea of static and ambient noise until tune out at 10:35. They have a two-man morning newscast in Spanish with musical stingers in between frequent time checks and mentions of local places. Al Muick in Pennsylvania heard a Transworld Radio Bonaire, 800 kilohertz, on October 4th at 0347 UT, and after 157 days received a QSL card. He sent them $2 return postage. And as a result of that contact, he says, I've also had some correspondence with Bill Early, an announcer for Bonaire, but who lives and works in Lititz, Pennsylvania. He says they have cut back from 100 kilowatts, but have given the recent go-ahead to go back up to 500 kilowatts, if funding permits. So there's a possibility we might again have 500 kilowatts on 800 kilohertz, which would affect many North American stations. Auroral conditions brought some South American medium-wave signals into North America Saturday evening, March 10th. Notably, Brazil, Radio Globo in Rio on 1220 kilohertz, first reported by Jim Renfrew in New York, and then logged by Neil Cazaros in Illinois, Robert Ross in Ontario. And the conditions were still prevailing the following evening when it was also heard in Tennessee by Kevin Redding. His log was at 0215 to 245 UT, March 12th. Of course, you might hear stations in Spanish on 1220, most likely Mexico City, but this was in Portuguese. There are now two Brazilians on 4915, since one of them, which had been off, has returned. It's Radiodifusora Zora Macapá in Amapá. The first report we have of it came from Johnny Serra in Italy, March 9th at 2237 to 2303. It's slightly on the low side. Various reports have it ranging from 20 to 40 hertz on the low side of 4915, and he was getting it best on lower sideband. And it was shortly later reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal at 2301 to 2316 with news and IDs. Johnny headed again into the next UT day at 0204 to about 0346. And it was still on the air later, heard that same night by Carl Hunzik in Czechia at 0535. A nice signal in the middle of Europe, he says. It had been inactive since December of 2010. And further reports came from Manuel Mendez in Lugo, Spain, who heard it the next night, March 11th at 0550 to 0602, and by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany at 0611, with an ID at 0617. And by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania earlier that evening at 0110 to 135. Just be sure you're hearing Radio Difusora Macapá rather than the other station, which may be on the air earlier, Radio Daqui on 4915. From Victoria, B.C., Walt Salmoni reports that the open carrier from his defunct local station on 900 CKMO was still on the air, March 13th at 0535. WRI, Reckon Radio International, is a longtime pirate from somewhere in Europe, usually heard on 12257 kHz. However, on Sunday, March 11th, they appeared on 15770 and claimed to be running 250 kilowatts. Obviously, they'd bought some time on one of the major legal transmitters in Europe, but we still don't know from which site that was coming. There were reports of this from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria at 0820 UT, an old 5 synpo with very nice music. The tip-off was a notice from Dave at WRI on the SW Pirates Yahoo group a bit before 0800 that they'd be on the new frequency with 250 kilowatts. And then it was also heard by Harald Kuhl in Germany at 1030 UT. By Alan Pennington in the UK as well at 1045, and they went off at 1100. Ivo Ivanov assumes the broadcast with 250 kilowatts must have come from one of the sites run by Babcock or MBR. New transmission schedules for the A12 season beginning March 25th are emerging from many of the world's shortwave broadcasters, and they are appearing in DX Listening Digest. Alokesh Gupta got the one from Deutsche Welle, and we excerpted the English portions, showing they will continue to broadcast only via 250 kilowatt transmitters in Kigali, Rwanda, and at the same times as before, although there will be a number of frequency changes. English from Germany will still be at 04 to 07 and 19 to 22 UT only. Steve Luce in Texas says it's a mixed bag for North American listeners, the West Africa beams. At 0400, 7240 and 9470 should be good, and at 0500, 9800. And perhaps at 0600, 9470 as well, but he's disappointed that the 21 UT transmission will be staying on 25 meters instead of 19 meters as usual in the A seasons, too early in the afternoon for usable reception until October. AFN keeps making program schedule changes which don't show up on their website, or maybe there are alternate streams we don't know about. For example, 5765 upper sideband from Guam, Sunday, March 11th at 1300, instead of carrying NPR Weekend Edition, was carrying the soundtrack of CBS Television Sunday morning. In DX India, March 13th, Joe's Jacob says look out for tests on the following frequencies in the near future. Megawatt transmitters of All India Radio on 1071, 594, and 1134 kilohertz. He doesn't mention DRM, but I wouldn't be surprised if they try DRM, since All India Radio is committed to changing all their medium wave and short wave to DRM in the next few years. Ron Howard in California reports the only remaining Indonesian station active on 41 meters, RRI Nabire, 7289.92, March 13th, from 0751 to sign off at 0910. Reception improved from poor to fair. There were Middle Eastern type songs before and after 0900, and they closed with Islamic chanting. Suddenly went off the air. And the next night, or rather, yes, March 14th, they stayed on the air a little bit later until off at 0922 during some pop songs. This time they were slightly higher on 7289.94 variable. He says, nice to find it on so late, as the longer it is on, the better the reception. Having kept to the same frequency for several weeks, 6135, we've been expecting Shokaze, Sea Breeze, the Japanese-based station about abductions by North Korea, to make one of its usual frequency jumps to some other place on the 49-meter band. And it finally happened March 14th, when nothing was to be heard at 1330 on 6135. So we checked its other alternate frequencies, and there it was, now on 5910. That being a Wednesday, it was in Japanese, presumably in English on Friday. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania continues to monitor the only shortwave broadcast from Libya in French on 11600. On March 8th, they signed on at 1720 and off at 1806. On March 9th, he heard them from 1723 until off also at 1806. On March 11th, from 1740 until off at 1804. There were IDs at 1746 and 1801. With Shokaze gone from 6135, if you're far enough west or east, unlike me, you have a better chance of hearing Radio Madagascar without that interference. They're on 6135.19. Ron Howard in California heard that March 9th from 1435 until 1459, when some adjacent QRM covered it up. It's via long path when heard at that time on the west coast and parallel to 5010 USB plus carrier. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel reports that according to information from the ITU, there are plans for a new 600 kilowatt medium wave station on Malta, 1215 kilohertz. In the MW Masts group, Dan Goldfarb says, many ITU notifications never come to be built, but this would be a fascinating rebirth of high-power medium wave from Malta, as we used to enjoy before the station closed around 1996. You may recall the Deutsche Welle relay on 1557. Possibly, given Malta's location, this would be a useful launch for stations wanting to reach North Africa. About the Myanmar station on 7110, presumably Tazin Radio, THAZIN, Ron Howard in California heard it again March 8th and 9th until sign-off at 1430. He says Tazin Radio is a separate entity, but it also is owned by the government's Ministry of Information. It is a separate service from Myanmar Radio, but not privately or part privately owned. It is not located at the new capital, Nay Pyi Taw. Ms. Tiki Tiki, whose reply to listeners indicates the location, is another place in Myanmar. But she just still doesn't say where it is. We don't know the exact location of the transmitter site, according to information she sent to Don Jensen. I hear it most mornings, including March 12th at 1307. The most reliable yet most mysterious Myanmarianese signal is fairly strong with music, but more fluttery than usual. I check the globe to see just where the path crosses to us on the Great Circle. It goes across Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. It hits 77 degrees north over the Arctic Ocean, northwest of Alaska, before heading south again, and does not enter North America until near the Tuktut Nogait National Park in the Northwest Territories. Via BCDX, more Myanmar monitoring from Gerhard Verdin, a German visiting the Gulf of Thailand, including this frequency of particular interest. He says, in the local morning, from 2330 to 0130, 7110 is much weaker than the evening transmission from Tazin, so this supports the idea that there are two different stations on the frequency, the morning one being Rahin radio. He does not hear anything on the frequency midday at 0530 to 0930. However, in the evening, it's always strong and clear from 10:30 to 14:30 from Tazin. He also reports a new frequency for Myanmar Radio, 7200. Since March 6th, heard many times between 0300 and 0930. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1608. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Your contributions help cover the costs for that and this broadcast. Our thanks this week to David Gorin, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. On March 8th, Christopher Lewis in England reported, "I've been listening to the Voice of Nigeria the past few days on 15120, strong between 18 and 19 UT, but with heavy buzz during that hour. And they've been continuing until 20 UT on 15120, but there's co-channel interference for 3 minutes at 1857. I think it's the new transmitter site interfering with the old one. The audio is excellent after 1900, no buzz whatsoever." So apparently that's their new service. They announced at 1955 they would soon commence transmission of programs from the ultra-modern station at Abuja. I was also hearing the same heterodyne overlap for 2 or 3 minutes at 1858 UT, March 14th. And after that time, in the clear, with stronger reception, but not very good here, way off the target area, and with propagation still disturbed. Meanwhile, there were many more logs of Voice of Nigeria, and news emerged via Alokesh Gupta and Harold Kuhl that March 13th would bring the official dedication of the new transmitter site by President Goodluck Jonathan. That was in the local morning, and it seems they've been running DRM part of the morning hours, not only on 15120, but 11770. And furthermore, according to their website, they're now embarking on phase two of their project to add even more new transmitters, although they're certainly not making full use of the three new ones they have finally started having access to after more than 2 years since they were completed. "We continue to get sufficient reception, sometimes strong signals, not at 18 or 19 UT, but from 05 to 06 or later on 15120. But on other occasions, there is no signal at all. It seems we're still hearing the old transmitter at that time. You can tell them apart not only because the old one has buzzes and other modulation problems and tends to cut on and off the air, but it is on frequency, 15120 exactly, while the new one, strangely enough, is off frequency, around 15119.86, I think, is measured by Wolfgang Büschel. I ran across a pirate called Red Mercury Labs on 6925 USB, March 12th, around 0330. And since he announced his email address, I sent a report and got a nice EQSL the next day in shades of red, of course. You can see it added to my growing gallery of QSLs via worldofradio.com. Luca Bottofiore in Italy reports that Radio Pakistan's Urdu service to Europe on 15725 was okay, but the other frequency, 17700, was empty March 8th at 1021. Instead, he found a very good signal with local music on 17871.4 variable. The next day, March 9th at 09:58, they were back on 17700. Ron Howard says Papua New Guinea will be holding a national election in June, a good reason to keep tabs on their various frequencies, even those that have long been dormant, such as NBC Western's recent reactivation. In the last month, NBC shortwave stations have carried a number of political speeches and are running PSAs about the upcoming election to help voters with the ballot and the voting booth, etc. On March 12th, he was hearing these 3205 until sign-off at 1316. 3260 went off just after 1201. 3305 was heard between 1224 and 1333, and on that date, 3385 was off the air and was still off March 14th. However, on that date, he heard Wantauk Radio Light, 50 hertz below 7325, at the earlier hour than usual of 0845, with the usual preaching of Dr. Tayo Adeyemi of the New Wine Church until 0855. At 0900, a PNG bird call, actually on time instead of 2 or 3 minutes late, followed by news in English, which was parallel to NBC Western on 3305. At 0911, an ID for Wantauk Radio Light. Apparently they were giving a schedule, but it was covered by a strong open carrier at 0914, which usually does not start until closer to 0930. In the mayor tip sheet, Kenneth Vito Zicke says the Michigan X-Band station on 1680 WPRR was heard with Al Jazeera English News, probably audio from their television service. He says, I didn't know it was available on the radio. The news is surprisingly balanced and well done. This was at noon local time on 8 March. Bill Patalon draws our attention to a Media Network blog item of March 12th, Radio St. Helena to go off the air this year. It operates on medium wave 1548 and, of course, had a special once-a-year program on shortwave several times, but Radio St. Helena will be closing down. Its parent company is being dissolved, and the final edition of the newspaper, the St. Helena Herald, was published on the 9th of March. In its place, a new government-funded company called the St. Helena Broadcasting Corporation, SHBC, has been set up and will operate three FM stations on the island, one of them relaying BBC World Service. International Radio Serbia normally closes down its North American service on 6190 at 0200 or 0230. However, Martin Rot in the Netherlands on March 13th was hearing it still on the air at 0254 in Serbian, 0300 in Russian, 330 in French, and 0400 in English until he tuned out at 0405. Very strong signal. So it appears they've expanded their shortwave service, or maybe they forgot to turn off the transmitter and the program feed from a webcast just kept running. Is anyone paying attention at the transmitter sites of Radio Exterior de España? 17595 is their normal frequency in the mornings. We hear well. However, on March 11th, it was missing, and we found them on 17795 instead, and that went on for the rest of the morning. Back to normal the next day, but on March 13th, 17595 was on the air, except there was no modulation for hours and hours until it finally came on around 1515. The Costa Rica relay on 11815 is sometimes off frequency. We'd heard it about a quarter kilohertz high on some occasions, but not others, and lately it's been a semi-kilohertz high compared to the signal on frequency from Japan, around 1300. Remember when Radio Tonga, A3Z, the call of the Friendly Isles, was spasmodically on shortwave for 4 years, starting February 1989 on 5030. David Koenig of intervalsignals.net says it's now only on medium wave 1017, but they're now streaming live online, signing on at 1650 UT and off at 1100. Go to tonga-broadcasting.net. Unlike its other languages, Spanish from the Voice of America makes time shifts according to local changes in Washington, D.C., I assume for the convenience of the staff, certainly not for the listeners abroad. So the morning and evening broadcasts are now 1 UT hour earlier from VOA Spanish. It took a while for the Cuban jammers to catch up with the change, even though it happens twice a year, back and forth. The morning broadcast is now at 12 to 13 UT, and only the first frequency is usually jammed, 9885, 13750, and 15590. The evening broadcast, which I think is only five nights a week, now starts at 23:30 instead of midnight 30 for a Sesqui hour on 5890, 9885, and 12,000 kilohertz, all of which are jammed. Remember, all our World of Radio times via U.S. shortwave stations are one UT hour earlier since daylight shifting time has been imposed, especially our new time on WBCQ, which varies considerably depending on the length of the previous program. It could be as early as 0100 UT Saturdays or as late as 0121 on 5110 compatible USB variable. Walt Salmaniv checked out the WMLK website, WMLKradio.net, and noticed things are proceeding nicely with an eventual return to the air. As of March 14th, they showed they were installing a new transformer. So we should be able to hear them again in the near future, Walt thinks. Now, what about WRNO? The three big Chicago stations on 670, 720, and 780 did go off the air for a couple of hours Saturday morning, March 10th, from 08 to 10 UT, more or less, causing a lot of excitement among medium wave DXers. However, propagation did not allow the Alaskan station testing, KOTZ, to be heard by anyone that we know of. However, they're willing to reschedule that test, although we can hardly expect WGN to go off on another occasion. Many of us were able to hear KBOI 670 in Idaho going on day pattern, 50 kilowatts, and sending Morse code IDs for a few minutes. Otherwise, it was mostly Mexicans on 720 or 780. CIDX Messenger has news of a special event ham operation commemorating the 90th anniversary of WWL 870 in New Orleans, with a ham call W5WWL on the air throughout March. Could be any hour of the day or night. The recommended frequencies are 3820, 7185, 14235, and 28425, although Jim Pogue already worked them on 7190. Steve Wood reports to NASWA that Jay Smilkstein has died, one of the true characters in our hobby. Artie Bigley says he was often heard calling in to Alan Weiner worldwide. Regarding Reckon Radio International on 15770, Wolfgang Büschel points out the same frequency was testing earlier from the Wolverton, UK site. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 13th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 March 17th, 10 and 3 on the 28th. Solar flux rising from 105 March 19th to 130 March 31st. And that's World of Radio number 1608. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.